dead body or live animal?
Well, I don't think I could decide, so I'd just fuck both.
She wanted a C-section. She wanted the baby, you know, carved out of her like a turducken.
He doesn't know me. He doesn't know what I'm capable of.
Well, I can't just say, arise, penis, and shoot forth my seed.
WFOD begins right. God. Damn. Now.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet radio program.
Need to be more boisterous.
I am your host. My name is Mike. To my left is Mr. Paul.
That's not quite accurate.
I was about to say, aren't we all to your left?
You're straight. We're
also to my left, Drunkard STL on the
Welcome!
Twitch. And outside smoking still is...
The prima donna.
Mr. Napier. I sent a text message maybe 2 or 3 days ago. I listened back to the most recent episode. And, you know, I just said, you know, I think drunk story time was the best part of the last episode. And I'm sure, since you guys are so tight, that compliment got back to him. And all of a sudden, Drunk's saying to himself, you know, I'm not bumming a ride to the podcast anymore.
Well, I used to drive him, so.
I'm going to drive myself. And I'm going to show up 2 minutes before the show starts because fuck them.
I thought I'd just be like Napier.
So, Mike, I didn't even dignify your text message with a reply. What makes you think I then went off and told Drunk about it?
That's true. Do you do that on purpose?
No, it was just like...
Seem like you reply to any of my text messages. I text message you, you know, important show stuff.
No, I think what happens is just like it didn't require a response. You told me your thoughts. You said, I think drunk story time.
Would you rather him not respond to you or just him respond word?
Right. It would have been like a okay. Or
I'm trying to open a dialogue here. I'm trying to get you involved.
I'm involved. I'm here. I'm here more than anyone but you.
We're avidly listening.
Listening to what?
Mike's speech or sayings or...
His wisdom.
Yeah.
So I just kind of give you the information, and you accept it.
I digested it. I read it.
You did read it. I appreciate that. You did. You read.
And I was like,
what I said.
Mike thought that was the funniest part of the show. I'm going to take your word for it since I did not listen.
he doesn't listen to this swill.
I do sometimes.
The only problem with drunk story time, as we learned, is you don't just get a drunk story.
No, you have
drunk
to cry it out of
drunk doesn't just tell
him.
You a story. You have to get the information somehow.
You got to use open-ended questions.
Smoke-filled.
We have this podcast live at 8 o'clock.
Typically starts, right about
at
8
Central.
O'clock.
Unless you wanted me farting about this area, let me have my cigarette.
And that will clear out the whole room, as we experienced before.
Mm-hmm. It smells like living in my anus. You can experience this yourself.
I feel like we should come up with some other stories for drunk story time.
Yeah.
You want to pry something else out of him?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know what at this point, you know. Maybe I'll contemplate it on, you know, the ride here next time.
But we got to get something out of him tonight. I mean, because that's what we're kind of known for, is returning to the bits that really work.
See, I think we're kind of known for going with bits that really work and then never, ever coming back to them. Like, people liked the sexy stories...
So then, gone.
And then, gone. No more
it's
sexy stories.
It's almost like we get positive feedback and say...
Say, okay, well, fuck that bullshit. No more sexy stories.
It's like, oh, you
Detective
liked
Napier
that,
was great. No more Detective Napier.
Nah, fuck that.
Fuck you.
You liked it? Well, fuck you. Yeah, so...
We give our audience what they want. Disappointment. Yeah.
We give the audience what they want until we realize they want it.
And then
we're
like,
it's gone.
We're hipsters. Like, we're all about doing the things until we realize that people like the things, and then it's like, well, doing that thing is no longer cool. So I heard there were some technical difficulties getting the podcast lately. Like, people have had problems listening.
Yeah, a couple of people sent me tweets this week. And it seemed like our download count was lower than it has been.
Yeah, and there's nobody in the chat room. What's the deal with that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's nothing new, right?
No, there's always somebody.
Two or three.
Yeah.
We got a rabbit poundings in there, some OV.
What the hell's going on with her?
She had a walking date with a friend.
Oh.
They walk around the park and try to get exercise. Apparently it's this girl from Boeing, and I never met her.
They get together.
Are you sure it's a female?
No, I've never, I don't even know this person's name. Like, I'm sure she told it to me. Can't remember.
You think they're lezzing out in the park?
I'd like for them to invite me. You know,
if they were lezzing out in the park and you were invited, would you be invited to watch or to get?
I don't care. She can bring a camera.
Well, it feels like if he's already participating in sexual relations with one of them, if that one is dyking it out on some chick's muff, why would she have a problem, you know, having Napier going to town while that's happening?
I guess it would be selfish to assume that he wasn't going to, you know, partake himself.
No, I can just pee on him. I mean, whatever.
I had a friend a long time ago that had a girlfriend that he wanted to get involved in lesbian stuff. And he was all into it, and I think that she kind of was fine with doing it. But really, I think it was just like for show. She wanted him to think it was hot. She wasn't really so much into it. But, you know, when they would, when the two girls would start making out and stuff, he would go and he would sit uncomfortably close to them. And I think that the whole reason he was doing that was to say, like, you know, hey, touch my dick. Hey, touch my dick. So it wasn't like a spectator thing to him. He wanted to get involved.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I don't think the other chick was into
dicks.
Well, I mean, she
or him.
She wasn't really into him. She was fine with putting on a show, but, you know, she didn't really.
I mean, that still works, you know.
Sure. Whatever.
As long as you get to pee on him.
Did you hear about Girl Meets World?
No.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
They are making a TV show featuring the characters from Boy Meets World grown up with children. And the show centers around their daughter. And so it will be... did you watch
Boy Meets Topanga? World? Will Topanga be on there?
Topanga.
Didn't she have huge tits at the end of that?
Yeah, but she chubbed up a little bit and got old. So I guess now she's a MILF.
Do her titties still work?
So are all the original characters going to be...
It's going to be the guy and the girl, and then they got their daughter now. And the show's about their daughter.
Well, I mean, they're all falling on hard times, right? They all needed a career boost.
Is this going to be on TGIF again?
They'll go back to the
well. Is there still a TGIF?
No.
I don't know.
No, there's not.
There is. Was that on ABC?
I believe.
Was it Family Matters and Boy Meets World? And what else was on TGIF?
I can't remember those
years. Saved by the Bell?
No, I don't
know. Was
that
a TGIF thing?
No, I think that was NBC.
Sister, Sister, maybe? What happened to the Sister, Sister brats?
They're doing hardcore anal pornography.
No, they're on that one show with the football players on BET.
They're on Football Wives.
Are they football wives, both of them?
No, it's just like a show about football players on the NEEG channel.
What do the football players do?
I don't know, it's like a comedy.
A comedy about football players?
Yeah.
So it's not a documentary like with NFL players. It's a comedy. And what do they do? Are they both on it?
Yeah.
Do they play one character and just kind of swap out?
No. It's not a Mary-Kate and Ashley kind of deal.
What the fuck
tonight.
Was that?
What?
You were just
the squeaky mouth.
You were looking at drunk while he was talking and making a really weird sound. Like kind of in his direction. What?
And directly into the microphone.
Why are you doing that?
Steak bit.
You need a toothpick or something?
I don't know. I think I got it.
You think?
I think you should have gone with like a sound effect.
Yeah.
That would have been a better lie.
We need a soundboard mic.
You think?
And a technical producer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's just all Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes?
Get to the chopper!
So just while we're sitting here doing the podcast, just, you know...
Whenever I feel it's appropriate, I'll go ahead. I have a soundboard here. I'll just go ahead and chime in with the appropriate sound
with really
effect.
Fun sound bits.
Yeah.
So just while I'm talking, just all of a sudden, you know,
like
Arnold.
We're here to fuck shit up.
So you just gonna do that while I'm talking?
Only when it's super appropriate.
It's not a tumor.
So that won't be distracting at all, right?
Paul is never distracted.
So, I mean, that's...
It's hilarious!
The clown has no penis!
Oh, fuck, man. We're only 13 minutes in. You want to just start over?
Fuck that.
Well, I mean, we used to be able to do that, didn't we?
I got places to be.
Oh, God. What a piece of shit this is turning out to be. I sent out a tweet the other day garnering a response, and like most of my tweets, they went completely unignored.
Did you add anybody on it?
No.
That's probably why.
Don't you think like the open-ended questions on Twitter are just like response horrors? Like if someone just asks a question their timeline, I never answer. I'm like, fuck you.
I've collected a large amount of followers so that when I have a question, I can get answers to it.
What's the question, Michael? I didn't see it.
Here's my
question. Was it about how hungry your butt is?
No, it has nothing to do with my hungry butt. If a boy goes to Neverland, Never Neverland with Peter Pan, they fly to Never Neverland, they fight Captain Hook.
This is going to be a pedophile thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I guess, should I have started with that just to warn
you? No, I wanted to know so I can brace myself.
Okay. Are you braced?
Yep.
If a child goes to Never Neverland...
How old of a child are we talking?
Let's say he's 10.
Okay.
He spends 15 years in Never Neverland.
Okay.
So he stays 10 because you don't age in Never Neverland.
Right.
He comes back. So he's experienced 15 years of life... However, his body is 10.
Okay.
I guess you can look at his birth certificate and see that he was born 25 years ago, but again, his body is 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you fuck that boy in his sweet, virgin 10-year-old ass, are you committing a crime or not?
Legally, no. It doesn't really matter what they look like. As long as they are mentally sound... I think it is. Having a dude, like, at a group home. No, you can't do that. But, just regular. Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that just saying the same as, like, guess she looked really young?
Yeah, but I guess he is really young.
No, he's 25, right?
Yeah, he is 25.
He was born in, what, 70, you know, 88? You know? That makes him 25.
Yeah, that does make him 25.
Regardless of where he spent those 25 years.
Yeah.
Is there a way to get a boy in a room and test something to find out his age?
His physical age?
I mean, let's just say like he comes after you or his parents come after you and they say, this boy's only 10. Can they determine that the boy is only actually 10?
Well, yeah, I mean, by you would birth have to, certificate.
Right, they'll look at his birth certificate and they'll be like, oh, this boy is 25.
So you'd be cool.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a stupid question, then.
It seems like
it. In a way.
So what you're saying is you want to fuck a 10-year-old boy.
Sounds, no, I'm just...
It sounds like a cry for help.
What's that thing what that... Like.
I saw Hook or something was on TV the other day, and I got to thinking.
You were all about that Rufio, weren't you?
Oh, that little Indian fella?
Yeah.
Have you seen the preview for that movie with the Indian and the tiger in the boat?
Yeah, what's with the tiger?
It's Indian and a tiger in a boat, the movie.
This is called Life of Pi.
And they learn to work together.
Yeah.
What exactly are they working towards in a boat?
I guess not dying.
Well, that would only work if one of them eats the other one to live. And then they work together.
No,
the
they hang out in a boat. And he talks to the tiger and the tiger growls at him. And then tries to eat him, and he says, no, don't eat me, we need each other. But they don't really need each other, do they?
No. No, they don't.
I mean, you know, you well, got I guess a boat.
Well, the tiger needs the boy.
Why?
Because those tigers not driving that boat anywhere, you know?
And nobody's going to pick up a tiger on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Right, I guess if you were in a plane or something and you flew over a tiger on a boat, you'd say, hey, that's pretty funny. But, I mean, you wouldn't, like, go get the tiger and bring him up on your helicopter, I guess.
Right. No. Now, why the fuck
Which
the boy needs the
do
tiger? Who knows?
If you saw an Indian boy either, I would imagine. I mean, maybe you pull the Indian boy up, and then what's the Indian boy going
to
say?
You would probably think they're Cuban, and you'd just send them back to their
The
homeland.
Indian boy's going
to
say, oh, that's my friend down there. Pull him up, too. And you'd say, no, fuck you. That's a tiger. I'm not bringing a tiger up into my helicopter.
Exactly. You say, no, well, you can go down there and live with your friend for the next 8 hours. We're going to go. We're not coming back.
Yeah, you climbed up this ladder, buddy. You can either go back in the ocean or we can fly you to land somewhere. Because we know where it's at.
Exactly.
So why would the boy need the tiger?
The clown has no penis.
What the hell is that from?
It's from Step Brothers.
Oh. We have a Step Brothers soundboard? That's
the only soundboard I had, you know.
Man.
The production value on this show is astounding.
Exactly.
I think we've just run out of content.
I don't think that's true. I think we have a virtual well here.
We're just done. We're out.
So did you ever see the movie Taken?
Yes.
Why was there a Taken 2?
Because the first Taken made a lot of money.
Yeah, but I mean, like, plot-wise...
Why did it need to exist? It didn't.
If you're a dude... And you run around Europe killing people, just murdering the fuck out of dudes. Just completely fucking murdering them in broad daylight, dead, in front of witnesses everywhere. Why would you go back? Like, oh, hey, honey, remember that time you almost got raped by those dudes who wanted to sell you? Let's go back to that area and hang out and eat waffles.
Yeah, and see if we recognize anybody.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a vacation, though. It'll be fun.
Yeah, because the first one... Well, certainly not a vacation.
Well, from the preview, it looks... And I haven't seen the movie, but from the preview, it looks like he's there on business, and the daughter and the mom come to visit. And wouldn't you... if you did this before, wouldn't you say, bitch, didn't I tell you to stay at home?
Exactly.
What the fuck are you doing here? Bad shit is going to come of this.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would you... I get the point of the first one, but it's like that Highlander movie... The first Highlander?
Yeah.
The first Highlander movie, it ends, and the dude is the Super Saiyan of the Highlander world. But then there's another...
There can be only one.
Yeah, and he becomes that one.
He was the one.
And then...
Then there's four other movies.
Then there's four other movies and a couple of TV shows.
So then there was another Highlander, there was a second Highlander, and what, the first line was it? Oh, fuck, I forgot another one?
Exactly.
And so then he goes and finds that one so that he can be the only one?
The entire last 10 minutes of that movie is this dude talking about how awesome it is to be the last one and how he has all these powers now. What the fuck happened?
Well, some producer somewhere said, fuck, you know what? This movie made a lot of money. What if there's another one? And they said, no, we just spent the last 10 minutes saying there isn't another one. And he goes, but what if there was? How much is it going to cost me?
Exactly.
What if there's another Highlander?
They should make another Highlander. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there now.
So then Liam Neeson, they take his wife, and you know he says, your mother, she's going to be taken, too. And then he winks at the camera.
And gives him a little wink.
It's like a play on words.
Right.
It's highbrow.
And so now Drunk is going to tell us about his first time.
Well, I told this bitch, you fucked everybody else, so you might as well fuck me. So she did.
So she was desperate for action?
No.
She said, nobody will fuck me. And you said, I'm here.
No, I told her, you done fucked everybody else.
Oh!
Time for this guy.
So she was a...
prostitute.
She got around a bit.
Yeah.
And you said, look, first time, long time. Looking for a good time, and I need a professional to show me the ropes.
I guess.
Well, was this at a party? Was this? Did you talk to her on the phone?
At my old house, when I lived with Paul.
So you were alone with this...
Were you alone, yeah, or was this at a get-together?
No, I think you were out of town that particular weekend.
I don't really recall.
Did she come over to have sex with you?
No.
She came over to hang out?
Yes.
So you're...
Were you guys watching a movie?
No.
Was the point of you getting her over there... Well, so you, that you could put her,
no,
your
she
sausage
just,
in her
snoot. She
came
snoop. Over all the time.
Yeah, she came over every day.
Were you just looking to get it
I
out
mean,
of the way?
You know this person, so.
Did you feel left out?
I think
out?
I do, yeah.
What's that?
Did you feel left out?
I just wanted to get my dick wet.
Is that what you said?
No.
How did you word it? How did you say?
You done fucked everyone else.
You done fucked everyone else.
Time to fuck me.
Time to fuck me. And thank she you. Said, well... Since you asked me so nicely.
You didn't say, hey, throw me a solid?
She said, did you say, like, okay?
Yeah, basically.
So, your first time, did you slip out and hit the anus?
No.
Because I did that the first time, and she didn't appreciate that.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it went right in.
So how did it go down? Did it last a while, or just a short time? Or?
I don't know. I was fairly intoxicated, so it may or may not have... I don't know.
Did you guys get intoxicated to, you know, enhance the experience?
No, or? I was already done intoxicated when I said that to her.
Oh. And you two were the only ones there?
Yeah, at that point.
Did you light candles or anything?
No. I think I might have smoked a bowl, possibly a blunt, because I was a blunt smoker then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you pee in her?
No, I did not pee in
her. Did you wear a Jimmy hat?
Yes.
You did?
I think so, if you're going to have sex with someone who everyone else also had sex with, you've got to wear it.
So you didn't take the party bus to the clinic when everybody had to get tested?
No.
This was way after that.
This was post.
Oh, was?
Everybody else was good, so I'm good.
So you already had the reputation. But you're like, you know, I'm going to ignore all that because it's still time to party.
Yep.
So I guessed it. I was right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
was that because of her?
I think yeah, I it was a it collection was. Of people. I think somebody told somebody, hey, I got something. I must have got it from you. And then that somebody said, fuck, I must have got it from so-and-so. And then everybody else was like, fuck.
Well, fuck.
And we probably
we
got
better
it from so-and-so.
Go then.
How traumatic do you think it would be to get your pee hole swabbed?
Mm.
Why are
well,
you
I have had to do it.
Drunk.
So.
Ask Paul. He's had his pee hole swabbed.
Well, I wasn't going to ask Paul.
How yeah, was it?
It was traumatic. I screamed.
Did you go first or did you go second? Because I know you went with someone
else. It was at the
else.
Same time. Like we had different
I thought
rooms.
Somebody was in the waiting room waiting while the other one got their pee hole swabbed and heard the scream and said, oh, fuck.
Maybe I went first then.
Was it a Q-tip the size of like a regular Q-tip that you put in your ear?
The head of it was less, like, more tightly wrapped cotton, more like what the one they swab your throat with.
Oh.
And it was very long, you know, the...
How long were they going?
How far in did they go?
They went pretty deep. Like, I yelped. Like,
show me with your fingers.
I can't really say accurately. Like, how do I know? Only
what did
knows.
It feel like?
It felt like
did
I
did you feel
dying.
That she went the length?
No. You know, I don't think it was the length.
Oh,
I goodness. Think it was more like, you know, the first couple inches, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, she just kind of like...
She had a hand, yeah, she said... She
was
had,
all business, you said.
I mean, she grabbed her hand
were
on
you
it?
Trying to be kind of charming? And you were like, you know, hey, maybe you could be gentle with me. And she's like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she did not have any intentions on being gentle. But I think that's part of the deal. Like, it's like, don't ever fuck up again. You don't want to come back and get your dick swabbed, you know?
Was she a burly, like... A Russian broad with like
she was an African American,
a big black lady, yeah, big black lady.
Lady,
she was who's probably a sweetheart on other occasions. But how many like dicks do you have to swab in a day until you're fucking pissed? I
might
think the
be
first
a,
dick. I'm pissed.
Might be wasting my time here, but phone number to call in 309-740-1430.
You call know the one and, time somebody called us, you didn't answer.
Call us and tell us all your. Getting tested for VD stories, you know.
Might want to just throw the Skype address out there, too.
Yeah, a Skype WFO Dicks. Your carpool buddy went in and he got his Q-tip jam did there, too.
Yeah.
And then you all came back and you were fine. Didn't they make you go back in there to get your results? And it was kind of scary. And
oh, yeah. They had to, like, they called me. And I was like, all right, hey, so what's up? And they're like, well, no, you've got to come in. And I was like, whoa. Well, that doesn't sound good. You know, like, uh-oh.
Rumble, Scooby.
I've got to go in. What the fuck? You know? But no, apparently they just make you go in so they know, like, you know, because it's privilege, you know, private information or whatever.
So they make you go in so that they can verify you're you?
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, you're cool.
You're cool. I'm like, oh, thank God. Well, why did you make me come in?
Yeah. Of course, my first question would have sufficed, probably.
Well, I think I wanted there was, you know, I wanted to know much sooner than a letter. I didn't want to wait 10 business days, you know. I wanted to know right the fuck away.
So let me tell you a story about my test that I had done. I got into a car wreck, and I had to go to the hospital. They had to do a X-ray on my knee because of how, you know, my knee went into the dashboard and broke through the dashboard. So I thought, okay, well, let's X-ray you up and see what happened. They X-ray me. The person who did the X-ray, like, as she's giving me a tetanus shot, because I haven't had a tetanus shot, she says, by the way, have you ever been shot in the pelvis with a shotgun? I said, no. I've never been shot in the pelvis with a shotgun. And she goes, well, that was my only explanation. It's probably not cancer. But I'm going to send this over to the cancer woman, and she's going to let me know.
So you have, like, buckshot in your pelvis?
Apparently, my bones have calcium deposits that resemble buckshot. Like, they're little like, oblongy nodules. Apparently, what happened was I went home, and I went to bed, you know, without my car and with a big fucked-up knee. The lady took it to the cancer lady. She looked at it and she goes, this isn't fucking cancer. 3 weeks go by and I'm wondering what the fuck is taking so long. Do I have bone cancer? I get a call out of the blue. It's the doctor who looked at me. She said, oh yeah, I found this sticky note that I had on my monitor and I didn't know what it was until I read it. And, yeah, you don't have cancer. 3 fucking weeks. I think I have pelvic bone cancer. I'm going to lose, like, my ass and cock. And 3 weeks go by. Oh, by the way, yeah, we knew. We knew, like, right then. I didn't. But good luck in life, little guy. You don't have cancer.
Yeah, you can't be too mad at them. You're just like, yeah, no cancer. That takes over, like, the anger that they didn't call you.
Yeah, I mean, if they had waited 3 weeks to tell me I had cancer, like, wow, shouldn't we have started a few things by now?
And by the looks of you, it looks like you took that scared straight moment and you really took it to heart and started living right.
Yeah, I ran with it.
Actually, soon after that, you started smoking. And you just gained like 100 pounds.
No, I was smoking at that time.
Oh, you were?
No, I was like, I had like a Black and Mild, like, you know, once a month. Like to celebrate that I didn't get fired. Paul remembers those days.
Yeah.
You were just happy you still had a job.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Like, every week, I assumed on Friday, like, they were going to just, one of the managers were just going to come up to me like, hey, you know Monday? You don't have to worry about Monday.
See, I think I had a very different theory. Have you ever seen the movie, like, Boiler Room? And I think that's the right movie, but, like, the guy just, like, shows up and, like, all the shit is gone. And, like, people claim there was never a business there. Like, the doors would be boarded up and there'd be, like, a tumbleweed. Like, paper, like,
and they tell them, hey, you never had a job here? What are you talking about?
No. Like, the company's gone. Like, it was a fake company. It was a criminal enterprise. They just were just fly by night. For the longest time, I thought my current employer was just, like, some shell company that would, one day I would go in and there just would be nothing. Yeah. And then there'd be, like, a homeless guy out there, like, drinking. I'd be like, hey, what happened to, you know, such and such? And he'd be like, what are you talking about? There was never this place, you know? And, like, they would just cover the whole thing up.
Yeah, that's what I thought for years. Just like, are they really paying me to do this? Like, all right. Yeah. Okay. I don't understand, but sure.
Yeah.
It's probably like the first dude that got paid to do nothing but jack off horses and shove horse cum into lady horses. Like, this isn't a real job. Like, you're fucking with me. No, dude, we need you to jerk off these horses, and we need you to take that gloop, rub it all over your hands, and just shove it in their twats.
You just think it's a trick?
Yeah, like, there's no way. Like, somebody's filming this. They're making fun of me. I'm just a jackass playing along, and all of a sudden the check's clear. Like,
right, okay, the bills
especially something
paid.
Fun like that you would do for free.
Yeah, you're like,
you know, it's like your dream job.
Yeah, like I should be paying them.
I was going to jack off these horses anyway.
I used to have to bribe the old man down the street with the ranch.
You're now telling me you're going to pay me for it?
Look, since I was 15, I'd been coming here jerking off these horses. All of a sudden, they want to give me money? What kind of upside down world is this?
Like, you're at the interview and you're like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. There is not a person out here who could jack these horses off better than me. I am the guy for the job. I'm your man. Look, no matter, you can stop the interview process now. I can jerk these horses off 2 minutes flat, done.
And you don't even have to question the amount of horse cum I can shove into another horse's vagina. I'll even pack it in there myself.
Guys, seriously, the second half of the show will be better.
That's a lie.
It has to be. I'm sorry. So we're going to take a break. We're going to think of something interesting to say.
Do we have a Napier karaoke?
Yeah, we actually only have one left, so.
Okay.
See you in like 7 or 5 or
however long it takes for a cigarette.
Some minutes.
We'll see you in a cigarette. Get that square done.
Yeah. Holla. That's right.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you. Nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time.
No.
And no, I don't want no scrubs. I want a guy that can get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. But a scrub checking me, but his game kind of weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, because I'm looking like class, and he's looking like trash. We can't get no deadbeat ass.
No.
I don't want your number.
No.
I don't want to give you mine.
No.
I don't want to meet you nowhere.
No.
I don't want none of your time.
No.
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. If you don't have a car, you're walking. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you live at home with your mama, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you have a short, but you don't show no love, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me? No money? Oh no, I don't want no.
Oh.
No scrub. No scrub.
No, no.
No scrub.
No scrub.
No scrub. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side, his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side, his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Lyrical genius! Lyrical genius!
It's a lot of repetition there.
Lyrical genius. Nobody would have thought of that, to put that passage in that sign just 9 fucking times. Thank you, TLC, for making my life great.
Devil's plaything, baby. I know that I've been used. Your lips are cold, they sulfur me, they drag me under, baby, into your suffering. So let your hands do what they will do. Stand aside, make your makers move, and your old eyes don't look the same, 'cause they've seen better things, yeah, in the light. Just like stones like me, yeah, they grow through mine, they grow through mine. There's an occupation to stand alone. I suffer you, you suffer me. We are the devil's plaything into this reckoning. So let your hands do what they will do. Stand aside, make your makers move, and your old eyes don't look the same, 'cause they've seen heaven, baby, been tonight. Cast like stones like me, yeah, they grow through mine, they grow through mine.
Hi, everybody.
And we're back.
Welcome back from the break. Did we have a good cigarette? Was it good?
I had an excellent taco. Actually, it wasn't that excellent. It was kind of cold.
Yeah. Rabbit Poundings joining us in the chat room.
Hola. For some reason, the
chat room is smaller than it usually is or something. Muy bien. My eyes have gone to shit. Like, you start wearing glasses and after a while, you just can't see shit anymore.
Maybe you should opt for the LASIK.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm a young man, you know? Maybe I should get the LASIK while I'm a young man.
I agree.
Laser beams and eyes.
What if you're a paranoid stoner,
I'm
dude.
I'm good on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good idea and all, but then it's like, eh.
You're not even supposed to look at the laser. You know, like a handheld one that you buy for $5 at Walmart.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Like a medical strength one on my eyeball.
Right.
That's you being a paranoid stoner.
Whatever.
How many people have you known that said, oh man, they fucked up my LASIK?
No one, but I don't
exactly
know.
Exactly.
I don't know. How many people?
You might be the guy.
Yeah, how many people do you know that they like LASIK went perfectly? 3? 2?
And fucking good for them, but it's still freaky.
I wake up every morning and put my contacts in. And it's a pain in the ass. And they get like stuck and they irritate my eyes, but fuck a laser beam.
I have a story, and it's not particularly funny,
but I think it's interesting. And I don't really have any other social interaction with people to tell the interesting story because my friends don't really talk to me anymore. So you guys are kind of my friends.
Don't they all have babies now?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, it's a weird thing. So I'm going to tell the story because I think it's interesting. You might not even think it's interesting, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
Shoot.
I've been with my girlfriend now for either 10 or 11 years. I guess it's going on 11 years, but it's still... Anyway, and we met at Pizza Hut. She started working there. She was a phone girl. I was the manager. And when we met, I didn't really talk to her much, but she remembers the first conversation that we had was about a friend of mine who worked at Service Merchandise. Do you remember Service Merchandise?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And when Service Merchandise closed, the dude called me up and he said, "Hey, man, the store is fucking done today, so you come fill up a shopping cart with shit and we'll just let you leave with it. We're calling all our friends and telling them to come up here and take shit because they're just going to throw it out anyway." And so this conversation that I had was about this dude, and that, you know, this dude called me and said to get stuff. And I got a boombox that I could take to Pizza Hut and we could listen to music at Pizza Hut. So it was about that, and that's the first conversation I ever had with her. 9 years later, I'm living with this girl. We buy a house. We move into the house. And I come to realize later that the house that I bought used to be my friend from Service Merchandise family's house before he moved. So I live in the house with my girlfriend of the guy who our first conversation was about 10 years later. That's weird, right? Or do you not think that's weird? And she didn't know that. She told me that was the first thing she remembered us ever talking about. I was like, "Hey, you know, that's this guy's house. We bought this guy's house."
That is weird, man.
Don't you think that's some kind of weird cosmic shit?
It's some serendipitous shit.
Or it's that you live in a tiny ass town and things like this happen.
But yeah, I mean, the house I bought, like, was like a guy he went to high school's house with or something. Like, we do live in a small town, man.
But there's a lot of houses. I could have bought anybody's house. You don't think that's fucking interesting? I wanted to tell the story.
I said it's fucking serendipitous.
I wanted you to say, "Holy shit, that's crazy. That's crazy."
That's not crazy. I mean, you moved in a house in the same town. I mean, it's not like you knew this dude from like five towns over, and all of a sudden you moved into his house five towns over.
All right.
You moved into his house and he was like, what, a mile away from your house?
The first conversation me and my lady friend had was about Napier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About how deep his anus was, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
How deep was it?
Pretty deep.
I tried to distance myself.
You're like, "I don't even know that."
I was like, "No, I said, that's my friend. I've known him since kindergarten.
But he's gotten a lot weirder since I met him."
I said, but we don't hang out, like, all the time. You know, I prefaced it with...
hang out more now than back then.
Right, we hang out more now than back then, and it was just like, look... You can come hang out with me all the time, and this guy won't be there talking about how deep his anus is. Just don't worry. Like, don't judge me based on how deep Napier's anus is.
Did I take my beer to the bathroom?
I think you did, Michael. I think it's in the facilities.
Where the fuck is my beer?
So that's what I peed in. Don't tell him.
You peed in my beer?
No.
What do I do with
it? I peed in your toilet.
Maybe you finished it and threw it away.
That isn't mine. That's your
beer. Yeah, that's my beer.
So where the fuck is it?
This is riveting.
You guys, I mean, talk about whatever you want. This is weird.
I didn't think I shamed her virgin ears with my anus talk.
No,
but at the same time, that is kind of weird.
It was pretty funny.
I didn't fucking go anywhere. Like, I went to the bathroom and then I came back. Where could it have gone?
He wants us to carry on, but that's impossible when he's yelling about trying to find his beer. So we should probably just put
Seriously, I went and I took a shit, and then I came back here, I sat on the couch and talked to Drunk for a minute, and that's it, right? Where can I put it?
The trash can, the sink.
The table. There's a beer on the table.
That's my beer. Oh.
Maybe I finished it.
Carry
on. Is that
on
somebody calling?
I didn't think I finished it, but maybe I fucking did.
There was a
do we
noise.
Have a caller or is that a tweet?
That's a tweet.
God damn it.
Was it a good tweet?
No.
Who is the tweet from?
I remember when I introduced my lady friend to all of my friends, and none of you actually put forth the effort to say anything dirty to her.
Well, we were doing podcasts at the time, weren't we?
No, we weren't.
No, we had a special dinner, and I invited everybody to come have dinner and meet Napier's lady friend.
Mm. Yeah, we went
everybody?
To...
Everybody?
Well, you
I
know.
Don't think I was invited.
Well, Paul...
I definitely was not invited.
You and I have had a on-again, off-again romance over the years. We were really good friends for a while, and then you know, kind of broke off.
And, it's because you kicked me off the hockey team.
I never kicked
said,
you off.
You know, you're just not good enough for the Giant
I
Cox.
Never.
If it makes
and
you
I
feel,
said, you know what? Fuck that dude.
I would,
if it
I'm
makes
out.
You if it makes you feel any better,
you're
he usurped
that
my
up.
Hockey team. I invited him to a hockey team. I was like, yeah, let's bring another goalie in. I'd love to play with Mike. That would be awesome.
That was so stupid of you to do.
Yeah,
that,
then, why would you? Then he stole all of my players,
goalie.
Started his own team, and never invited me. It
that
made
was
me sad.
Really dumb of you to do.
Yeah, it
actually,
was.
You were the one that invited me to come play varsity ice hockey too.
Yeah,
you're like, hey man, you should come try out for the ice hockey team. It'll be great. How'd that fucking work out for you?
Well, I wasn't going to be.
I mean, it didn't work
varsity.
Out well for you either. I mean, we're fucking doing a podcast in the living room.
But no, you should never invite me.
I invite
I've
you
invited
everywhere.
You to play on my hockey team, but
yeah,
you can't,
as a guy that runs, do I look like
play,
a runner?
You can't play goal. I'm the goalie.
Yeah. See, usurper.
But no, you helped me. You know, I really cleaned my life up after that.
Oh, yeah?
I said, yeah,
Paul, I want you to say on the podcast, because you're saying it like I actually I want you to tell people you're joking, because I did not kick you off
well,
the
somebody kicked me off the team.
I did. Nobody kicked you off the
oh,
hockey
yeah,
team.
I was
you
kicked
stopped
off the
playing.
Hockey team.
Nobody kicked you off the
no,
hockey team. That
I was,
did not happen.
I was kicked off the hockey
no,
team 100%.
Stop it.
I said, nope, you are getting cut from this. We no longer want your $100.
I'm pretty sure it was Chris
you're
Dick.
You're giving me a reputation.
It was being, Chris.
If it wasn't you, it was somebody else. Well, this was a thing
there,
that
there
happened.
There are two people who run the hockey team. If it wasn't Mike...
Yeah, it was Paul, like, we're gonna try to, like, win...
Paul.
That's what it was like. We're going to try to...
We have never kicked win. Anyone off the hockey team.
Except for this guy.
No, you did not
kick Mike, why did I stop playing?
I have no idea why you stopped playing.
Because I told I couldn't fucking play anymore.
No, we would not have told you can't play on the hockey team.
Yeah,
we
would not have. However, there is an eye somewhere out there that did.
I'm just saying, at some point, there was a conversation with me that went... We're going to try
Somebody
to...
Somebody sat you down and said,
hey, we're going to try to win next season. I, you know, like, we're going to get some better players in here and da-da-da-da. You can play, but you would, like, sit on the bench the whole time.
That never happened.
That definitely
what
happened.
What you're saying is make-believe.
No.
That never happened.
No, that's why I went and found a team online of random people to play with.
Did you?
I played the very next session.
That never happened.
That definitely happened.
That did happen. I actually played with him.
You played on Paul's team?
We played at the fucking the cave or whatever.
Why wasn't I invited?
Because you were on the fucking hotshot team gunning for a title.
It's men's rec league hockey. It isn't even real hockey.
I know,
somebody thought it was. Somebody who's not with
us. I can't remember.
I mean, I don't know if it was you. It could have been Bobby. Could have been Chris. Could have been anybody.
I don't think that happened.
No, I mean, yeah. Why would I play
why
with
would
random?
We, why would we
peoples?
Have ever
You guys were trying to win, man. You're making
push. We were trying to win.
You're making the push.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, why do you think you guys kicked a lengthy Billy off your team, too?
Oh, that dude just wouldn't pay to play.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the problem with hockey players, is hockey players, none of them want to pay to play.
Except for, you know, the one dude
they all
kicked off.
They all want to be the sub, and they want you to call them every week. And, like, they'll call you, and they'll say, hey, man, you need a guy this week. But nobody wants to pay to play. That's the joy of managing a hockey team is. But no, I did not kick you off the hockey team. I would never kick
you. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was someone else.
I don't remember us ever saying we're going to try to win because, you know, we've always
maybe
been
it was Clayton and Chris. They got together to usurp you. And
I
make decisions behind your back.
I think you're making this up.
If I'm making it up, then it's something that I've had in my head since I got kicked off the hockey team.
So, not to completely change the subject, but I am going to completely change the subject because the other night, me and Laura watched the movie Lawless, which...
I don't know that one.
It's Tom Hardy and Shia LaBeouf, and like they make a
whiskey.
Moonshine.
Yeah.
And they sell it, and they're brothers and blah, blah, blah.
Is it like a period piece then? Or?
Yeah, yeah. And Tom Hardy will only make movies that you can't understand him in. So, like, he mumbles through the whole movie, and at some point they, like, slit his throat, but then he survives, and, you know, then he mumbles a lot. And I guess spoiler alert here, but basically the movie was a huge pile of dog shit. And I will tell you why. The main reason I thought it was a huge pile of dog shit, because essentially it was a semi-serious country-western episode of Mr. Bill. Do you remember Mr. Bill on Saturday Night Live?
The little
clay guy that died all the time, but then I guess they rebuilt him and he lived? Well, Tom Hardy in this movie dies like 8 times. But then, like, in the next scene, he's alive again. And they're like, oh, yeah, he lived. And, you know, it's cool. But then, like, a couple scenes later, somebody kills him again. But then, and, I mean, it's, like, obvious. That guy's dead. But then, like, the next scene, oh, you know, he's alive again. And, you know, he didn't die. He was just in the hospital for a while. And, okay, this is a major spoiler. I'm going to give away the ending of the movie, so I'll give you 5 seconds to mute it if you actually want to see this piece of shit movie. But it has been out a while, so fuck you if you haven't seen it.
That was the 5 seconds of you talking there. I don't think you have to count it out.
Five. Do any of you have any interest in seeing this movie?
No, not really.
I don't watch movies.
Anything with Shia LaBeouf in it sucks. I don't watch.
Anyway, okay, so dude gets his throat cut. Dude gets shot like 10 times. Dude dies several times in the movie. Then at the end, they have this warm-hearted scene where the family is like enjoying a Thanksgiving dinner. He takes a bottle of wine out into the forest and trips and falls in a pond with snow on the ground and dies of pneumonia. And like... it's kind of presented as like a jokey afterthought. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, this guy in the last scene, he got shot 10 times. You thought he died. Hey, he's alive. You know, it's fun. He got married. Ha, ha, ha. Then he dies again. So it's like they killed him in like a blaze of glory, and then he's alive again in the next scene just so that they could kill him again. He died like 9 times in this movie.
They want to make another one. That way they can just like, well, you already knew this guy could survive anything.
And then he became Jason.
But yeah, it was exceptionally fucking stupid, and you didn't really understand anything anybody said because everybody was speaking in a country accent, but it wasn't like their natural accent, so they kind of overdid it, and it was bad. It was pretty bad. Fuck those people. Oh, and Shia LaBeouf, he's too pretty to get beat up, I guess. So there's a scene that called for him to get the shit kicked out of him. And, you know, they showed him, you know, drowning his sorrows at the bar after he got the shit kicked out of him. He, you know, his eye was all bloodied up and he had bruises all over him and he was all cut up and fucked up. I mean, he got punched in the face like 30 times. Next scene, perfectly fine. Just, you know, just great. Pristine.
He's cooch candy.
Just like, yeah, I heal magically.
You got to give the cooch what the cooch wants. or then they're like, oh, I don't want to see this movie, guys. Come on.
He got beat up. He looks all weird.
Now my giny doesn't tingle as much. But, oh, maybe he'll get all, like, grr at him. And then it'll make my vagina tingle. Blah, 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 blah.
That Shia LaBeouf makes people's giners tingle?
I learned that when I was little, I went to St. Ferdinand Park. I used to throw rocks at toads. And when you hit them, they go,
wah! Toads?
Yeah. Yeah. You take a rock and you hit a toad with it in the face. It goes, wah! Like that.
Like it makes that sound with its mouth, like it's mad at you?
Or is that the sound of the rock hitting the toad?
I don't know, but that's the sound that came out of him. Like you hit him with the rock and they go, wah!
And that's what you would do?
Yeah. It was, you know, the early 90s and we were little shitbags and, you know, there wasn't really much to do.
So did you see that one, like, YouTube clip of the monkey fucking the frog?
Yeah, he killed that frog with his dick.
That was awesome.
Yeah. This monkey grabs this, like, it's a monkey at a zoo.
I've seen it.
Yeah, the monkey grabs the frog, gets a boner, and then face fucks this frog.
He doesn't face fuck it. He uses the frog as a fleshlight. Like,
yeah, he just completely mouth fucks this frog to death.
Intestine fucks the frog. Like, he is fucking that frog from one opening to the other. Like, the head of his dick is coming out the frog's asshole at this point.
And all the little kids are laughing. Like, ah, look at that, look at that. The frog's, you know, screaming in its head. Like, oh God, somebody murder me.
Like a
shoot me
film.
In the face. And its little arms are like waving around. Like, ah, get his dick out of my ass. And then he dies.
His mouth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was coming out of his ass.
Both ends.
Yeah, the frog didn't know which way was down.
This is when we could use a sounder.
Yeah.
One of your little...
Yeah, I wish I had it ready to go, yeah.
Isn't a sounder where you take the little metal rod and stick it in your pee hole and then hit it with one of those vibrators?
To tune your dick.
Yeah.
So you can get a proper C. It's a proper tune for your dick. It's got to be a C major.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's C major. If your dick is in tune, it's going to be a C major.
So you hit it with the triangle?
Right. Well, you have the triangle coming out of the dick hole.
So you put...
Or the... What are they like? What are they called?
The sounding kits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you put like a rod in your dick hole so that you can hit it with the triangle.
I don't think a triangle is the right thing. It's like a...
The thing that you hit the triangle with. Yeah. Isn't an E flat minor an F sharp major?
What the fuck are you talking about?
From the chat.
E sharp minor what?
An E flat minor. Isn't that an
F sharp
major? You
know, if I could go back, like in time, to when I was a young boy...
How young are you talking?
Really, at any age.
Six? Four? Two?
And I could do it all again. I would learn to play the guitar.
I wouldn't have wrapped that rubber band around my penis. It just...
Don't you know how to play, like, the trumpet or something?
No.
No?
No.
You have no musical skills?
I have
Didn't
no.
you learn how to speak German for a little bit?
I took 2 years of German...
Didn't you go to Germany where your buddy's best friend started fucking around on him? Your buddy's lady friend?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think I know what he's talking
yeah.
about.
I didn't
somebody
want to mention any names.
Fucking around with somebody
no,
in
Germany?
No,
your buddy...
And I was there? I didn't go to Germany. I've never been to Germany.
I heard that your buddy and his lady friend went to Germany on some little field trip and then... Like, she decided to go fuck Germans.
Oh! Yeah, no, she didn't fuck Germans. They went on, like, a trip. It was, like, a band trip.
Yeah!
Yeah, and...
She got her snood pounded.
The band leader's son went on the trip, and she kind of got chummy with... The band leader's son.
So then they broke up and then they plowed?
Like they wrote poetry to each other and shit.
Oh.
And like he wore socks and sandals together.
And, you know, put his penis in her.
Oh, I'm sure that happened eventually, yeah.
Man, that girl had some fucked up teeth.
She did, yeah.
They were like,
you know,
little...
You know, it wasn't even so much her teeth, it was her gums.
Yeah, she was like...
She had a lot of gums. She had a lot of gums, yeah.
It was really creepy. It looked like a gum comb-over.
Her teeth were fine for the most part.
They were hidden.
Except for the excessive gums.
Yeah, they were like really in there. It was really creepy. Like if... It looked like you would get a blowjob by a Ferengi.
Like, I mean, she was alright.
She had Ethiopian teeth, but she was really white, and it was really creepy.
She was alright. I mean, I'd probably, you know, if you could get past the gums. Actually, I dated her at some point, and then...
then you noticed the gums?
the friend that we're talking about actually, you know, took her away from me.
Who was... Didn't one broad that you were dating, she got sad at you for some reason, and she cried at you, and then...
That sounds like... that's too broad. That's
okay.
Happened.
Well, when she got sad, you went to give her a hug, and then when you hugged her, she pulled back from you and said, "You have a boner!"
That's happened countless times. Actually, chicks crying... typically gives me a boner.
See, that's why. That's why I.
That's some kind of thing.
That's why I, you know, DVR all of the like first three episodes of American Idol.
Oh, when they're being mean to people.
Yeah, and they're making them cry. Like it just makes me really hard, and it gets me off. Like I just sit there and pound it.
Oh yeah, well I mean you know you gotta be sympathetic when a chick's crying, but it is hard to hide your boner.
Yeah, I mean. When they're doing that, I mean, their boobies are all shaky.
Sure.
Yeah. And you think, well...
I've never ran into that problem.
How dare you?
You don't get boners when gals are crying?
No.
I guess that makes you a better man than I, Paul Cadalis.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, what were you talking about while she was crying that you got... Well, I mean, if this was the time when just you got, like, random boners all the time, like, I understand that. I got random boners all the time when I was, you know, 17, 18, 16.
I want to hear... Rabbit Pounding said she has a story about getting tested.
What? Where do you see that?
Call us up at 309-740.
I have test stories, but I don't think y'all want to hear it.
Well, I can't see that.
Did she get her vag tested?
It's up top.
Yeah, not while we were dating. At least she didn't tell me.
Oh. This could be a big deal.
Well, normally when the ladies, like, they get their checkups, they take these, like, meat pushers, if you will, and then just push them open so they can, you know, get a good look in there.
No, you were doing a lot of hand signals there.
Yeah.
Help me out here. What are you talking about?
Well, they take these meat pliers. They shove these meat pliers into their vagina, and then they open them up with a crank. Yeah, like rare. And then they get the vagina open nice and good.
Yeah.
So they can poke around
and
in there.
They put on their miner's helmet that has the flashlight on it.
Yeah. So, you know, you can see into the cave.
Yeah.
And then they like look in there and like, yeah. That's a vagina.
Well, the first thing they do is they throw a penny in.
Yeah.
And then they listen for how long it takes to hit the bottom. That way they know what they're getting into before.
Hello, hello,
hello.
Hello. Echo,
and some
echo,
of the unprofessional
echo.
Ones will spit and try to hear the splash. Just go.
My
no splash.
My wife was looking for a lady doctor, and I was just like, well, you know. She's like, do you care if I get a man doctor or a woman doctor? And I was like, I never really thought about it. But if you're asking, let's go with the woman doctor.
Sure.
You know, why do I want some
dude? If you're asking. Yeah.
Right, like if you, I mean, well then, sure, yeah, get it, woman doctor.
Do you honestly care if it's a dude?
I mean,
not.
Probably, it's a doctor, but like at the same time.
Asking.
Right, at the same time, let's keep the dude's hands out of there.
Let's go.
You know, why not?
Right. less dudes involved with your wife's vagina, the better.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Except for, like, me. Because we don't want no dudes involved.
No. Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
bad news.
I like to stick to a one-dude policy.
Yeah, you do. But then your butt gets really hungry, and sometimes you let more in, right?
Yeah, just like one or two. Like after her lady exams, do you go up to her and say,
is what he meant.
After your lady friend's exams, do you go up and go, I smell man in there.
I hate you guys. So,
has it grown teeth yet?
My asshole?
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, no.
When's the last time you felt for one?
I don't think I've ever felt around for teeth.
When was the last time you fed it?
My asshole isn't hungry, guys. Fuck you.
Maybe
okay?
It hasn't eaten in a while.
Are you trying to starve the beast, Mike? It only makes it hungrier.
Right, that means it's going to eat a bigger meal when it's time to eat, you know?
This
isn't funny or fun. It's not fun. It's not funny.
You know what happens
it's
when
just
you...
hurtful, all right?
You know what happens when you starve a pit bull? It eats a baby. Don't go around eating babies.
With your asshole.
With your asshole.
How did this even get started? I don't want this to be
You
a
said game. Your policy is strictly one guy at a time. One man at a time.
And that's what you took it to mean.
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Isn't that where we usually go?
Yeah, you knew a lot about those Craigslist hookup sites. Like,
I didn't know anything about the Craigslist hookup sites.
Well, I mean,
you said something about a dude posting something about turkeys.
Yeah.
And I said that Craigslist is where people go to get freaky.
Yeah, and you knew a lot about that.
I didn't know anything about it, except that's where you go to get freaky.
In the original version of the podcast, we had drunk.
We're talking about the original version of the podcast. This is the podcast.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a different version of the podcast.
Yeah, there is.
We get together once a week. We talk about my asshole being hungry. We talk about Paul being... You know,
yeah, but we had a different studio.
I make a couple of fat jokes at you. We say, hey, Drunkard STL, follow him on the Twitters. Then you say, see you in hell, faggots, and we all go home.
Yeah, but that was at the old studio.
And then I tweet all week. I'm like, hey, guys, listen to us talk about stupid shit. And why the fuck would anybody do that?
Well, are you going all the Mark Bland on us right now?
Yeah. Also, the other studio was the original. What? This is new studio.
What about studio?
Yeah, this
is the new studio. We got moved to the new studio.
Yeah, this is the new studio. Yeah.
We're in my living room.
Yeah, we
You're
were
sitting in, on my couch.
Yeah, and we were in your old living room.
We're using $10 karaoke microphones.
Yeah, I mean, you took some equipment with you.
Which I appreciate, by the way.
Yeah.
We didn't move studios.
We moved studios.
We switched locations, for sure.
Yeah.
We became a live radio show, dude.
Yeah.
There's pre-radio show, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and then there's like post-radio. RadioFoobar.com. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Yeah. And then there's pre-Paul.
Insane?
There was the pre-Paul era, and then there was the post-apocalyptic era.
I like it. The post-apocalyptic era.
So yeah, I mean, we've gone through changes. The only thing that remains constant, other than this microphone, is you and me.
Well, you've missed a lot of episodes.
Oh, God, yeah.
So really just you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it by yourself?
No.
You think you could do
that? There was one episode that was kind of you by yourself.
No, I just introduced a then conversation that I recorded from somewhere else with a bunch of people.
Yeah, but I mean, the conversation with a bunch of people
you know,
was really
there,
just
there
you.
There are podcasts that guys do it, like, by themselves. And, like, it seems kind of awkward. It's like, it seems like there should be a conversation, but it's just kind of a guy talking for a long time. I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad. It's just like...
Here we go, my shit on other podcasts.
Is this the show
again?
Where we shit on other podcasts?
No,
is this... This is going to start your next week off apologizing to all those people you offended.
No, like I've listened to shows before where it's just like one guy talking into a microphone to nobody for an hour.
Like, give me an example.
Well, I mean, there's a couple that I've listened to, like a Don't Quit Your Day cast, and the Lost in the Corn guy that's on this station. He just kind of talks, you know. And
is that why his show's called Lost in the Corn? Cause he just like talks aimlessly for an hour and just.
Yeah, I think it's 2 hours actually. But it's just him talking. And, like, I don't think I could do that. I don't think that I could care. I essentially do it now as Napier stares at me with his blank face and just stares. But I don't think that I don't think that I could carry on.
Sir, if you wanted sexy, you should have convinced Jesse to stay here.
What?
He was going to give you the sexy.
Sexy?
Yeah. I saw him looking at you. He wanted to give.
So when can we upgrade to the daily podcast?
Just do it every day?
Yeah.
I don't when know. The paycheck starts coming in.
That would really spike the numbers, wouldn't it?
You think?
I think we need a YouTube channel.
I have a YouTube channel.
Well, you have a YouTube channel. I said we.
We have a wheelbarrow full of dicks YouTube channel.
What's
actually,
on it?
Radio Foobar has a YouTube channel now.
Did you put up the video of me getting my ass shaved?
No, actually, there were several videos that I had up on my YouTube channel of, like, our silly stuff from back in the day. But I was asked to remove that by a friend who was seeking a job. He was afraid that our videos would be found. I think all I had was, I had you getting your... It was mostly you.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you're
was it him?
That,
was he the one who wanted to get the job?
No.
No, it wasn't. I mean, yeah, but no, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks YouTube page, I was thinking, you know, I'm going to put up a whole bunch of stuff. I put up the thing with Napier reading the sexy story, and then I forgot about
what
it.
What thing?
When Napier read the sexy
What's
story.
The video?
It's just our logo.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Alright.
You know, audio.
I have a video camera. Did you wanna do the YouTube videos of this?
I don't really think we need to do that.
No, I don't think
webcast.
It's more exposure, bro. You're on like you should know this.
You know, we're getting exposure.
I exposed myself 3 times this week.
I mean, we're doing all right. I talk about a lot of shit about how nobody listens to us and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, the site is getting visited. People
next,
are downloading the shows.
Webcasts with naked broads. Do it.
Yeah, we could just have a lady that every time we say, like, a horribly dirty word, she puts, like, something inside of her. And the audience gets to pick. By the way, that dude... Who said that Elmo...
He paid off the 16-year-old to say that he didn't fuck him.
Well,
FTFU.
Well, yeah, he said that he fucked him in the butt, and then he recanted, and then he recanted his recant.
He recanted his recant and said, yeah, this dude paid me a lot of money to recant.
Yeah. I don't know, I didn't read it. I just thought
and
it was funny.
I kept
funny.
That money, and I'm recanting.
So is there anything on the list that we breezed over there, Michael?
Yeah, I think it's stupid when people re-release albums with additional tracks.
So, like, Linkin Park, 4 albums in a row?
Yeah, like, they put out an album, and then, like, 8 months later, people kind of slow down buying the album. So then they release a second album, like, and it's got 8 or 9 songs on it in addition to the original album. It seems kind of stupid if you're going to put out an additional 10 songs. Why not just put out a new album?
They probably want to, like, get that one album to go platinum or something, you know?
So
it's inflating the sales numbers of that one album.
But wouldn't it inflate the sales of a reissue
albums, you know, do you want 2 gold records or do you want a fucking platinum record? You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is if let's say
really they're two different records.
I Fucked Your Mother. And then I re-release a new album called I Fucked Your Mother 2 with 8 new tracks but the 10 old tracks. That charts as the same album?
Well, I guess in that scenario it would be different.
Technically, those are 2 different albums. You just get the previous one, and they just didn't change the name of it.
But wouldn't you kind of like cannibalize your sales to where,
You know, if I buy the first album, if I'm a fan of you, I buy your album, I buy the 10 songs, and then you re-release that album with 8 new songs, why would I buy that album a second time? I already own it.
To get the 8 new songs.
But do you understand my logic to where, you know, I would buy 8 new songs if you released them as 8 new songs, but if you release it as the same album, wouldn't a lot of people say, well, I already have that album?
But it's the number 2.
It's for the fans, Mike.
But it's you not don't understand. For the
fans. Like, I went out and I went and bought Black Ops 2 at midnight. I didn't go, oh, I already got Black Ops.
But
even if they said, yeah, you can also play Black Ops.
Okay, I'll give you an example. They put out Red Dead Revolver. And then 6 or 8 or 12 months later, they released Red Dead Revolver again, only they added like an episode where you could kill zombies. The people that own Red Dead Revolver aren't going to buy the same game again.
Well, they buy like downloadable content. You know, you'd add that little zombie pack or whatever.
Yeah, that's what
in that
do.
Case, and it's like, you know, it's still building money for that franchise. They can say Red Dead Redemption did over $10 million in sales because they counted all this extra bullshit that you bought. Like, if the album was the same, I could see why they would do that. Because then they could say they sold so many copies of this album. But if they call it, like, part 2 or something, then you could, you know? Do you see what I'm saying?
No. No. No, and no, people will buy it. A lot of people will probably buy it. Big fans will buy it. Casual fans will buy it. But as opposed to releasing, like, a standalone new record and saying, this is my new record with 10 songs... You release it, like, bundled with your old shit that people have already bought.
I don't know of any band that actually does this, by the way.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Like,
well, I haven't bought music in, like, 10 years, so...
Katy Perry just did it not long ago. I think Lady Gaga has done it on both of her albums. Del Rey just did it.
None of these people I know.
What I don't like is when someone, like, releases a greatest hits album... And they don't have any fucking greatest hits. They've got like 2 songs.
You mean like when the Rembrandts put out
right, like greatest hits? Like, oh, you had a fucking theme song to a sitcom. You know, that's what you had. You didn't have greatest hits.
They made money off of it.
Off their one hit.
Yeah, off their one song. Yeah.
Well, fucking like Aerosmith puts out a greatest hits like every 3 years.
Are they different songs?
I don't think so.
It's like the same 12 songs.
Yeah, they might add 1 or 2 new ones. But like, oh, by the way, this is our updated Greatest Hits in case you didn't already buy a Greatest Hits of Aerosmith.
Did you know that there is a holiday coming up this week?
Thanksgiving? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should have mentioned Thanksgiving. That's a big holiday.
We all actually, before the podcast, we ate a big turkey dinner. And we went through and we talked about all the things we were thankful for.
Thank you for bringing this up, by the way, because I bitched about how we didn't mention Halloween.
Yeah, it's actually a bigger holiday. You may have heard of it. Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah, so,
actually, Black Friday is a bigger holiday.
So, drunk, what are you thankful for?
Alcohol. Because it helped quell my pot addiction.
And Napier, what are you thankful for? I'm sorry to put you on the spot here. Just what comes to mind? What are you thankful for, buddy?
My shotgun. I like it. Gonna go there.
Paul, what are you thankful for, buddy?
Sausages.
Yeah,
I love sausages, man. Italian sausage, bratwurst, kielbasa, whatever kind of sausage.
You just like it.
Oh, it's amazing. People like down talk, like they talk bad about pork. Pork is fucking amazing. You're insane.
Yeah, bacon's the best.
Bacon is the best.
It's the candy of meats.
Do you guys know what I'm thankful for?
I thought we were just gonna skip it.
I didn't think anyone asked.
I'm thankful
if anybody wants to, can I ask?
Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. Have you ever put your penis on your buddy's shoulder?
No.
I just want to say that I'm thankful for my lady friend, because if she's listening, she will punch me. If I don't
if
say
you
that.
You don't say it.
Yeah. So, Mike, what are you thankful for?
Thankful for all of you guys, our listening audience, and Paul Cadellis, and Napier. And yeah, that's it.
This broad is ugly as fuck.
Shouldn't say that to a 15-year-old.
I'm pretty sure she's like 12.
She's not bad.
She's not good either.
She's 13 or so, but you know, she's all right.
That broad's going to have a hard life.
You think?
I don't know.
She's cute.
You Rebecca think... Black had it all right.
Well, Rebecca Black was not attractive. I mean, she's kind of cute.
Yeah, she's definitely cuter than Rebecca Black.
She sure. might grow into being all right looking.
No.
No?
I don't think so. But I love you, lady friend. Don't punch me in the face.
See, but do you see what I'm saying? They're talking about Christmas, and they're talking about other holidays. Why is this something that we need to talk about?
Easter and the 4th of July, but now it's Thanksgiving. Oh, 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 it's Thanksgiving. This is my jam. I play this song for everyone.
You do?
Yeah, everybody.
Anyway,
this music is fucking stupid.
I mean, Paul, if you just want to sing the rest, that would be okay.
It's the turkey. Hey, mashed potatoes. Hey, we're gonna have a good time. Oh, 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 it's Thanksgiving.
Can you do the part where he breaks it down?
No, I don't know the part.
How much alcohol do you think that girl's mother drank halfway through?
You're going to be a star.
My question is, like, later on in the video, there's like a 35-year-old black man.
Dressed as a turkey.
Dressed as a turkey with all these like 12-year-olds.
You see where he's got this pause at right here, dude? It almost reminds me of your PokerStars.com.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the O face.
Yeah.
I used to play poker online quite a bit, and you got to put a little picture up there as like your avatar. And for my avatar, I took a picture of a girl sucking a cock, and I cropped out the cock. And so it's just
her kind of.
I just like cut it off right at the lips.
Yeah.
So like all you could see was this girl looking up at you.
Could you tell that's probably what she's doing?
Oh, 1,000%.
Totally. So just this picture looking up at you with like dick sucker eyes. People would like ask me like, well, what does she do? Or like, well, what are you doing? Like, that's not me, you know? And then it was like, well, sometimes I'd let them think it was me. It was poker, you know?
Is that your broad, dude?
And it's just like, oh, I'm hitting the bong, you know? But yeah, it was very clearly a chick sucking a dick. You just couldn't see the dick. But yeah, that face of a girl looking up at you, it's recognizable even if you can't see her mouth.
Why the fuck does everything come from bags at this dumb bitch's house?
Hey.
So you know what this bro's name is, dude?
It's Nicole Westbrook.
Nicole Westbrook. How many hits is it up to?
It's up to like almost 10 million. It slowed down. Because I saw it. And it
After Thanksgiving, it's probably gone, right?
I think
so. It's not quite. It's going to peak. Rebecca Black's status.
I think it should get a couple. Yeah, it hasn't hit Rebecca Black. Now the creepy guy comes.
Napier, you don't think this girl's cute?
No.
Really?
I think she's kind of.
What's wrong with her?
Kind of homely.
Don't you think she's going to, you know, grow into a.
I'm going to go no.
I think you're insane.
It's entrancing.
Do you kind of feel like a pedo watching this?
How old is she? Do you know how old she is?
Younger,
probably not old enough for me to look at.
Younger than 18. Yeah.
I mean, she's definitely not of
consensual
age.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Napier, that dude is going to fuck them.
All of them.
Napier's picky.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I am sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.